You are listening to American Songcatcher, tracing the roots of American music from its cultured past to today's artists playing it forward. I'm folk musician Nicholas Edward Williams. Today, we proudly present the third installment of the Local Focal series, where we're collaborating with artists around the country to share some of their local music history. The following audio-rich piece, described as sound painting, is brought to you by Muddy Roots Radio, a podcast that I recently came to know by way of its creator, Tenali Renick. This particular episode honored a legend of California Public Radio and a mentor of his from Grass Valley, Mikhail Graham, a composer, performer, producer, music promoter, advocate, and consultant. Mikhail was with the community radio station KVMR since its inception in the 1970s. For decades, he produced a radio show called The Other Side, and for many years, he put on an annual event called Night of Giving, which helped raise money for the Hospitality House, a shelter for the unhoused. He also produced the album Loafer's Glory for folk legend Utah Phillips. To say that he was influential is an understatement. Enjoy this experience of sound, titled See You on the Other Side.
Needing a vacation? Tired of going to the same old places? Looking for something a bit unusual? Then come and join us on the other side every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. You'll hear the best in lounge, exotica, and space-age bachelor pad music, mixed with a healthy dose of eclectic toss-offs you thought might never be heard from again. Yes, we give you the freedom to travel to more places than you ever knew existed, and all from the ease of your favorite radio station, KVMR FM, Nevada City. That's The Other Side, Tuesdays from 8 to 10.
Greetings and welcome to The Other Side. Lace up your muddy boots. My name is Tenali Vaughn, farewell and so long. And we're taking a voyage for the last time to The Other Side. But not really, considering we're part of an infinite soup stirred by the great and only. And besides, archives exist. And may those episodes transcend time itself and meet you whenever you need to experience some other Sidean soundscapes. Just over 10 years ago, I held the guest hosting reins on The Other Side for the first time, thanks to the welcoming and kind invitation by host and producer Mikhail Graham. I didn't have a regular show then on KVMR, and I had just completed their broadcaster training program. Mikhail was one of my mentors while I was going through the class training, sitting in on a few The Other Side episodes. His only advice or requirement, rather, for hosting The Other Side, keep it weird. That's what I did, I hope. And that is what we are going to do on this episode, too. Ever onward. Mikkel was always an avid supporter of my audio projects and the disaster relief efforts I've been involved with. I can't thank him enough. Even though I moved away from the area, Mikkel continued encouraging me to send episodes to air, which I, of course, obliged, because putting a show together for The Other Side was one of my favorite things to do. And what a ride it's been. 10 years gone, lickety-split. And the world seems to have gotten even weirder, huh? Thanks, Mikkel, for all you did in making this world a better place. His yearly fundraising event, Night of Giving, for the Hospitality House, the Nevada County Homeless Shelter, was always well attended and supported. Always a memorable evening that, more importantly, makes a difference in the homeless community. I always look forward to volunteering at this event, however small my contribution may have been. Helping the homeless community has always been an effort close to my heart. If we don't care for the other, how can we care for ourselves? He understood that. Fare thee well, my friend. And farewell to The Other Side. It's been an integral part of the KVMR experience for so many. All good things come to an end, I suppose. Although, the end is a beginning too, of course. Anyway, thank you, dear listeners, for taking this journey with us. It's always been a blast, and with that, let's blast off. We'll begin with a poem by the ever-timeless Mary Oliver in Blackwater Woods. Look, the trees are turning their own bodies in the pillars of light. Are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long tapers of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds, and every pond, no matter what its name is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this, the fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones knowing your own life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go.
Told they aren't supposed to play on the grounds.
The children? Are they hurting anyone?
Old people need their rest. They'll play someplace else. They got playgrounds. They got homes.
Oh, it's the grass, Ben. Kids can't resist going where the grass is.
Was autumn time, the leaves were dying. I saw you wither up and fall. Was not a blight or noxious poison, the stroke of time or came a soul. Your yellow hair was waving sadly. Your The winds of time destroyed your beauty and crushed your body to the ground. Our lifelong friends came sailing onward. Their limbs were tossed as on a sea. I said goodbye to my companions, our children reigning after me.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Your own son turns against you.
Well, boy's got a lot of problems. It's a small house, and the second baby is on the way. It was a foolish idea thinking I could move in on them. They don't want an old duffer like me underfoot. No, this place is good enough for me.
Enough to wake the dead.
They're playing kick the can. Don't you remember? Oh, we used to play it all the time. What a running and shouting.
And all that noise.
Well, you can't stop kids from playing kick the can. It's like statues and hide and seek. It's in their blood. It's a special summer ritual.
Sack is bottomless.
Get out of bed.
Did you ever stop to think of it? All kids play those games, and the minute they stop, they begin to grow old. It's almost as though playing kick the can keeps them young. Did you ever notice that? Say, you don't believe in magic, do you? There was a time that you did. You know, we've known each other ever since, oh, I can't remember. Ever since we were a couple of toe-headed kids. You believed in magic then.
Me? Magic?
Yes, you did. When we walked on different sides of a street lamp, you'd say bread and butter. And when your baby teeth came out, you put them under the pillow for the tooth fairy. Yeah, you believed in magic.
The smallest mercy in February, being the shortest month when it's the grossest one. The softest pointing of the cat's curiosity. He kills the stink bugs for me, leads me to their point of entry. The smallest mercy is mercy enough for me to keep me sticking around here and waiting for another.
Changed you? Was it time that did it? Or was it something else?
We grew up, that's all. Everybody gets older.
Maybe there are people who stay young. Maybe they know a secret that they keep from the rest of us.
Charles.
Maybe the fountain of youth isn't a fountain at all. Maybe it's a way of looking at things. A way of thinking.
Charles, stop it. You're an old man, don't you understand? Your youth has been gone for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
lende ne ke lende lende ne ke lende ne sungura wa mama nazeke yo wenda o amuke gani wenda o akono kono nazeke yo wenda o akono kono okita kamuke mwema nendo emmasai sikio moja la konyumbani la pele la chunga ngombe mariaka ni muje muke kuna nene kuna wem kuna wembe na mazoka za kukatia miembe kelende ni kelende sungura wa mama na ziki yo wenda oa muke gani wenda oa kono kono okitaka muke mwema nendo we mmasai sikio moja lako nyumbani labidile chunge ngombe kelende ni kelende sungura wa mama nazeke yo wenda oa muke gani kitaka muke mwema ndo we mmasai sikio moja lako nyumbani labidile chunge ngombe Maria kani moje muke, kuna nene kuna wembe na maso, za kukatia miembe. Kelende, sungura wa mama, nazeke yo wenda oa muke gani, wenda oa kono kono, kukita kabebe mwema, nendo we mmasai. Sikio moja lako nyumbani, la pele la chunga ngombe. Mariakani moje mupya. Kuna nene, kuna wembe na maso, za kukatia miembe.
Dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. She took a clean dish to get him some tripe. When she came back, he was smoking a pipe. She went to the alehouse to get him some beer. When she came back, the dog sat in a chair. She went to the tavern for white wine and red. When she came back, the dog stood on his head. She went to the hatter's to buy him a hat. When she came back, he was feeding the cat. She went to the barber's to buy him a wig. When she came back, he was dancing a jig. She went to the fruiter's to buy him some fruit. When she came back, he was playing the flute.
I do love
Johnny Bray.
I do love
Johnny Bray.
Mama love
Johnny Bray.
Papa love
Johnny Bray.
Everybody love
Johnny Bray.
Two little babies laying in bed, one play sick and one play dead. I do love
Johnny Bray.
I do love
Johnny Bray.
Ever since my dog been dead, hog been ruined my tater bed. I do love
Johnny Bray.
I do love
Johnny Bray.
Mama love
Johnny Bray.
Papa love
Johnny
Bay. Everybody love
Johnny
Bay. Old lady Dinah sick in the bed. Sent for the doctor. Doctor said all she needs some shortening bread. I do love
Johnny Bay.
I do love
Johnny Bay.
Mama love
Johnny Bay.
Papa love
Johnny Bay.
Everybody love.
American Songcatcher is raising funds for Season 3. I know what you're thinking, another podcast asking for money. But seriously, a few bucks a month is not much to ask. If we could get a small percentage of our thousands of listeners on board with this, it would make a big difference to this little program. Set a reminder, make a note in your phone, or take the time right now to visit patreon.com/AmericanSongcatcher. That's patreon.com/AmericanSongcatcher. Calling all writers. Do you have a desire to tell human stories? Do you love music history? Do you have any writing experience? If you'd like to be a volunteer guest writer on American Songcatcher, email americansongcatcherpodcast@gmail.com to find out more. And now, back to the show.
Catch your life as it grows higher. Oh, close your eyes and you'll see what I mean. Blessings in shades of where I've been. Oh, watch the mole as he buries in the dirt. Ask him why he hides, what is it hurts? He'll answer with a question, aren't I escaping just like you? Blessings in shades of what I do.
What's wrong with you people? Can't you show a little life? Are you the same ones that used to skip rope? And hunt for pollywogs? Huh? And run through sprinklers? Huh?
Back to back and belly to belly. Ah, what a zombie jamboree that took place in a New York cemetery. I mean a zombie jamboree that took place in Woodlawn Cemetery. Zombies from all part of the island, some of them are great Calypsonian. Since the season's carnival, they got together in Bacchanal and they're singing
back to back, belly to belly.
Jumping on top the grave, in one hand she holding a quarter rum,
With the other hand she knocking conga drum. The lead singer started to make his rhyme, while the others of his rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say, it was a sight to see the zombies break away. Because they're singing back to back, belly to belly, I don't care a damn. Once again now.
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't care a
damn.
Back to
hello.
Back,
hello.
Belly to belly, but the zumba
jamboree. Ah, left and right things getting sweet. Billy bystander mash the zombie feet. The zombie raises his finger to one. Says, Mister, take care, you must be gone. The funniest thing that I ever see. A zombie eating codfish and punsi. I've never seen more mob here things appear than at the zombie parade which took place last year. Right, but they're singing
back to back, belly to belly, I don't care a damn.
No.
Back to back, belly to belly, what a zombie jamboree.
I heard the chorus
back to back,
luna na 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 na
na na.
Back to back and belly to belly, man.
Yes, sir.
Today I put on summer clothes and journey to a world I haven't seen yet.
Hey!
run through sprinklers.
Hey! What are you going to do? Why, that's the silliest thing I've ever seen.
Look!
Let him drown himself. He wants to, for heaven's sake.
Terrible.
Come on in. The water's fine. Mr. Whitley! Come on, get out of there. Mr. Whitley, what's the matter with you?
Here. Now you get him inside. Fresh clothing and get him to bed.
I was afraid something like this would happen. In the morning, I'm going to have to put him in a special ward for observation. I'm going to have to isolate him for a while.
Old Whalen, yes, he did. Whalen, no, he did. Whalen swallowed Jonah. Oh, Whalen, yes, he did. Whalen, no, he did. Whalen swallowed Jonah. The Whalen swallowed Jonah. Oh. Yes, it did. Spewed him up, and no, it did. Spewed him up on some sandy land. Spewed him up, yes, it did. Spewed him up, and no, it did. Spewed him up on some sandy. Spewed him up on some sandy land. Gold vine, yes, it did the gold vine, no, it did the gold vine, go around Jonah's head. Gold vine, yes, it did the gold vine, no, it did the gold vine, go around Jonah. Gold vine, go around Jonah's head. Come along, yes, it did. He come along, I know it did. He come along, greet it when cut it down. Come along, yes, it did. He come along, I know it did. He come along, greet it when cut him. Come along, greet it when cut him down. Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, Shadrach, bid me go. Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, Shadrach, bid me. Meshach, Shadrach, bid me go. Whaler, yes, did Whaler, no, it did Whaler swallow Jonah. Oh, Whaler, yes, did Whaler, no, it did Whaler swallow Jonah. Whaler swallow Jonah.
Special ward? Alone?
You've got to show them you're all right. Cut out the crazy talk. Act like everyone else.
Oh, what a choice. To keep an attendant from pawing at my pulse all day, I have to sit like a vegetable on that porch.
I'm trying to help you. Now keep on like you're going and they'll put you away. Now use your head.
Maybe you're right.
Thank you.
La vida sería de un negro que perdió su libertad y su Dios, sin el cariño que el cruel destino le robó. Bajo la luz solar de un cielo tropical, sufriendo vive con el dolor que le da la vida sería de un negro que perdió su libertad y su Dios, sin el cariño que el cruel destino le robó.
Negro tabaco. Odile tu libertà italiana, negro. Mira come viene la camisa, eh. Ahí viene toda la camisa arrollada.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Niño, ay, qué tristeza, el negro estaba. Y no tiene libertad, y de la vida pasar. Mientras que el alma todo sabe sufrir y llorar. Quisiera el compadre tu nota morir.
¡Oh, rumba negra de mi tierra, oh, rumba negra de mi tierra,
compadre tu nota morir! ¡Ah! Where? In the front lawn.
20, 25, 30, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60,
65,
Germany. Germany,
Germany.
What are we doing here?
I'll catch my death.
We ought to be in bed. What did Mr. Cox say?
Well, he'd say being awake is dangerous and silly. He'd probably say we're crazy. Well, maybe you gotta be a little crazy to make the magic work. You remember how we used to do it? We'd sneak out at night when the weather was like this, and we'd play Kick the Can.
Oh, everybody played that game.
Stay on my shore. Desert me, and if you go, the wind will blow you back to me. And if your boat is broken out on the rocks, it was in anger, but it longed. We feed
feed the birds syrup and seed so they stay near so we can see.
Messengers, they fly left, fly right, the fireflies. Hope you've enjoyed the first set of See You on the Other Side. My name is Tenali Vaughn, it's been a journey. For a playlist of this episode, check out muddybootsradio.org. If you're interested in keeping up with my upcoming book about field recording, radio and sound productions, and what have you, find me at moneybootsradio.org and or soundsfromtherainbow.org. I'll see you back over yonder on the other side shortly. See you there.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load six.
That's all for the third episode of the Local Folco series. Massive thanks to Tenali for sharing this breathtaking work with us and for doing what you're doing. Tenali also just released a book titled Gathering Sounds. You can find links to all of his work, as well as Mikhail Graham's, in the show notes of this episode. Thank you to the community on Patreon. This would not be possible without you. If you'd like to support this program financially, click the link in the show notes, or visit patreon.com/AmericanSongcatcher. Our intro song is Payday by Mississippi John Hurt from the Today album. Our outro song is 16 Tons, performed by Tennessee Ernie Ford, originally written by Merle Travis. This episode was produced by Tenali Rennick, with editing, recording, and distribution by myself, Nicholas Edward Williams. In the words of Mikhail Graham, when I look back at the last nearly 44 years of my life, other than music, there is one thing that has remained steady through all that time, KVMR. Here's to the songs of old. May they live on forever. See you next time on American Songcatcher.